When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
We waited 30 years.
The wait is over.
But this season...
What happens now?
Champions of baseball!
It's time to defend the crown. This is World Champion Dodger Talk.
It's yours, Los Angeles.
Breaking down the world champion LA Dodgers all season long.
So happy, man.
LA Dodgers baseball is brought to you by Chef Marito.
Seasoning partner of the Dodgers.
Navi and tankless water heaters.
For endless hot water, visit tanklessmadesimple.com.
And by Chevrolet.
Buy new roads.
Don't miss an episode and get all the podcasts on the iHeartRadio app. Now your host, LA's favorite Dodger insider.
The city's favorite son.
Here's David Vassar.
We are live at Petco Park in San Diego, where the Dodgers have silenced these Padre fans by taking the first two games of the series tonight, shutting out San Diego by a final score of 2-0. 866-987-2570 is the phone number. Coming up at the top of the hour, Nomar Garciaparra will check in from the Sportsnet LA studios. We will also hear from tomorrow's starter, Trevor Bauer. But in between then, it's your phone calls at 866-987-2570. What a game. What an ending to a game between these two really good teams. Tommy Pham hitting a fly ball that he thought was going to drop, but Mookie Betts got the start in center field tonight, and he got a great jump on that ball that Pham hit, and that was the difference in him making that diving catch and saving the game for the Dodgers. If that ball drops, the runners at second and third no doubt score, and it's a tie game at two. Instead, the Dodgers win their eighth in a row by shutting out the Padres 2-0. And let's face it, Mookie Betts really hasn't had that big of an impact with his bat so far this season, but it's plays like that. And by the way, last night there was so much to unpack from that 12-inning game, but Mookie Betts made a great catch in right field that he made look routine on a fly ball by Jake Cronenworth. Not too many right fielders get to that ball in stride that he did late in the game, and I didn't even get a chance to mention it. Not too many people have, because there was so much going on last night. But tonight, on full display, how he can impact a game without hitting a home run or driving in, the bases loaded. That catch that he made, he probably is the only player in baseball that makes that catch right now. There is no doubt in my mind. And Mookie Betts told me last spring training that one of his inspiration and idols was Kobe Bryant, and he takes that Mamba mentality out onto the field every time he plays. And when he made that catch and he pounded his chest and screamed up to the heavens, I felt like I was watching Kobe Bryant after a big play at Staples Center. And he plays like that. He plays with the Mamba mentality, and that's why he was able to make that catch. And what is the Mamba mentality? It's having a mindset of preparation. And his preparation allowed him to be able to make that catch in center field. Lost in the shuffle, I hope it's not, is Justin Turner's great start. It seems like every night He gets lost in the shuffle as Mr. Steady. He had another big hit for the Dodgers in the top of the ninth inning, leading off with a solo home run off of Emilio Pagan. He is now hitting .426. He has 5 home runs on the season, and he continues to say that he's a slow starter, but not this season. He's off to a great start. And in the last 7 games, including tonight, he has 4 home runs and 9 RBIs, and he's just off to a great start. And there's an argument to be made for the first 2 weeks of the season. Justin Turner might be the league MVP. 866-987-2570. By the way, Clayton Kershaw, 18 scoreless innings now after pitching 6 scoreless tonight. We'll hear from Kershaw in just a minute, but he had another really good game, and he's throwing a lot of sliders, almost more than his fastball tonight, and sprinkling in the curveball. The slider has been such a big part of this stretch for him the last 3 games. He threw it 44 times tonight. He threw the fastball 39 times and the curveball 15. And that whole ruckus between him and Jerkson Profar in the bottom of the 4th inning, you know, Kershaw doesn't get mad that often, but he was upset with Profar's swing, and you could read lips where he said that was not a real swing, and Profar took exception to it. But Kershaw had the poise to turn his back after he had his piece, and he had to go back out there and be able to get Jake Cronenworth to fly out to center field. So no damage done. And then in the top of the 5th inning, he actually gets a bases-loaded walk off of Yu Darvish, who was dominating through that point. And he had something to say to Phil Cuzzi, who was the first base umpire once he got to first base. He also had something to say about that incident with Profar with home plate umpire and crew chief Tom Hallion. So that really annoyed him. We'll hear from Kershaw in just a moment about what went on there and the game tonight. But first, I want to hear from Dodger fans who have got to be excited after the Dodgers have taken the first 2 games here in San Diego. Let's go out to Larry, who was at Petco Park tonight. Hi, Larry. You're on Dodger Talk with David Vasse. Hi, Larry.
Hey, Dave, how you doing? I'm doing great. I go to the baseball game with my son, drive down the 5 to catch the Dodgers. That was Dodger Nations today. This is like Dodger Stadium South. Get to see Kershaw pitch 6 scoreless innings, and then we get to see CT3 make another unbelievable play. Justin Turner goes yard, then Mookie's catch. How great is this?
It doesn't get much better than this, Larry, especially with that catch. And, you know, the Padres have put a lot of emotion into this series. They've talked a lot during the offseason, but they're still chasing the Dodgers. They seem to be kind of in that same spot where they cannot find a way to beat this team.
The crowd was amazing. There were more Dodger fans, Dave, than there were Padre fans tonight.
Where were you sitting tonight, Larry?
Above third base. I mean, we had high seats, but there was all Dodger fans all around us.
That's awesome. Well, thanks for coming out and supporting. Appreciate it. You got to see another great game between 2 really good teams, maybe the 2 best in the National League, but there's a reason why the Dodgers are the World Series champions. There's a reason why they've won this division 8 consecutive seasons, and it was on full display tonight. Let's go out to Abraham in Gardena. You're on Dodger Talk with David Vasse, live from San Diego. What's up, Abraham?
Hey, David. What another great game between the Dodgers and the Padres, man. But now you could tell already, man, who the dominant team is here. But, I mean, you got Nomar coming up later on. I just want to let him know, man, he has the best moment ever against the Padres when he hit that, you know, game-ending home run when the Dodgers had those 4 in a row. Anyway,
yeah, that's right, the 4-plus-1 game in 2006. That was the last time that the Padres were this good outside of last year. So, yeah, that was the last time the Dodgers and Padres were actually in a pennant race. 866-987-2570. Clayton Kershaw with 6 scoreless innings tonight to pick up his 3rd win of the year. Let's hear from the Dodger ace.
Yeah, it was a good game. You know, I think Padres obviously have a lot of great hitters over there, so just try and keep them off balance as best you can. And overall, guys came out of the pen tonight, did an unbelievable job. And then, you know, that catch by Mookie was incredible. So, just a good team win tonight. It was awesome.
And you had a walk with the bases loaded, which was one of the first runs of the game. With that, what were you seeing from Darvish that allowed you to just be so patient at the plate?
Just trying to be annoying, really. You know, I think I wasn't going to get a hit off of him. He's got too good of stuff. So it's just kind of like trying to be a nuisance as best you can and fouling off pitches and making him work a little bit. And fortunate to get a walk right there.
And what do you think of the bullpen tonight?
Yeah, they did unbelievable. You know, I think our guys obviously yesterday were taxed. And so for the guys to come in, first of all, what DP did yesterday was incredible, coming off, you know, his save in Dodger Stadium to come here and throw two innings to do that just says a lot about him as a teammate. And then it helps save some guys for tonight. Blake coming back on back-to-back, going an inning plus. You know, Vic, Jimmy threw the ball unbelievable. So guys are stepping up. It's been a tough series as far as innings for guys, and it's early, but it's been really fun to watch, and it's fun to see guys step up.
Thanks, Clayton.
Next question is from Juan Toribio. Go ahead.
Hey, Clayton, on that at bat, were you surprised that Darvish basically threw all cutters to you and, I guess, one slider in there or not really?
He'd been doing it all game. You know, I think that was almost like his strike pitch. You know, I think that's what he felt most confident throwing strikes with. And I wasn't going to hit it, but I wasn't shocked by it for sure.
And on that last play, when that ball was hit by Tommy Pham, did he just kind of know that Mookie was going to make a play, or what was kind of your vantage point there?
That play is really hard to make, coming like almost across, not coming in or back. And for him to be able to do that, and I mean, it's just another reason why Mookie's the best, you know. And it was a big catch, because extra innings tonight would have been tough for us. So that was huge.
Thanks, Clayton.
Next question is from Jorge Castillo. Go ahead.
Clayton, a lot has been made of the hype, you know, the series, the rivalry, the intensity. What was it like being out there tonight, and then really last night as well?
It's fun. I think just, you know, the crowd's into it, having fans back in the stadium. And, you know, I think Seager said it best, though. We're just trying to win a series. We don't really care about rivalries or who we're playing. We're just trying to win series here. That's really all that matters.
And then that situation with Jurickson Profar, it's just a matter of you taking exception to him swinging into Barnes's glove.
That's a little scary. You know, I think Barnsley could have been seriously injured on that play. You know, he basically swung straight down and backwards. And I'm not saying it was intentional, but like that was not a big league swing right there. So I asked the umpire, if I can just hit the catcher's glove every time, then I got a much better chance of doing that than hitting the ball, you know? So there's some leeway, some gray area within that rule that might need to be looked at for sure.
Yeah, that was Clayton Kershaw after the game protecting his catcher, Austin Barnes. You got to love that. 866-987-2570. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll hear from Nomar Garcia-Para, but let's go back out to the phones. Mike, all the way in Long Island, New York. You're on Dodger Talk with David Vasse, all the way in San Diego, California. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Dave, how you doing? A long time, first time caller here, long time Dodger fan. Just a brief, my cousins were Brooklyn Dodger fans, and when they left, they weren't too mad. They never accepted the Mets, so I'm a long time Dodger fan from 81. So
that's great. Yeah, a lot of you stayed Dodger fans back there. What'd you think about the game tonight, that catch Mookie Betts made? Maybe Duke Snider would have made that in 55, but I don't know how many guys. Ken Griffey Jr., he probably would have made it too. I don't know how many guys make that catch.
Yeah, exactly. That was an amazing catch. It's been an amazing series, really. The Dodger pitching has been great. And what I've been saying is getting to that Padre bullpen has been a big, big thing. I mean, understandable, they've made some great great trades with getting Tatis and stuff, but their bullpen, it definitely isn't what ours is. And I think if we get past that starting pitching, we definitely have a great ability to get to them.
Yeah, and also the Padres have not been playing great defense. Coming into the game, they had made 7 errors in their last 3 games. And then tonight, they had a base-running blunder where Trent Grisham could have scored on a base hit by Manny Machado, but he was stopped at third base because he waited to see for that ground ball to go through, and it was going through. A slam dunk, it was going through. And instead, that brought up Will Myers, who hit into a inning-ending double play in the 6th inning, and the Padres were still down 1-0. We're going to take a timeout here on Dodger Talk live from San Diego. When we come back, we'll check in with Nomar Garcia-Parra from the Sportsnet LA studios. Plus, we'll take more phone calls, and you'll hear from tomorrow's starter, Trevor Bauer. The Dodgers have won 8 in a row, shutting out the Padres tonight 2-0 at Petco Park, right here on AM 570 LA Sports.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
This is Dodger Talk on your home of the world champion Dodgers. Follow us on Instagram at AM 570 LA Sports for more Dodger content.
The home of the Dodgers.
AM 570 LA Sports.
The 2-2. Turner with a fly ball to left field and deep on its way and gone. Justin Turner's 5th home run of the year, his 16th RBI, and the Dodgers cash an important insurance run. It's 2-0.
And that would be the final score as the Dodgers shut out the Padres tonight and win their 8th in a row, 2-0. Welcome to Dodger Talk, David Vasse, live at Petco Park in San Diego, where Justin Turner and the Dodgers continue to stay hot. Turner is now hitting .426 on the season, by far his best start, best April of his career. Every season, Daniel's Jewelers gives fans the chance to win a $50 gift card for guessing the correct number of home runs. For your chance to play, visit am570lasports.com and use the keyword home run for your chance to enter this season. 866-987-2570. We are joined right now by a man that has hit one of the biggest home runs, maybe the biggest home run in this two teams' history, and that is Nomar Garcia-Parra. Nomar, thanks a lot for calling in. Appreciate it.
Are you kidding me? I'm still amped up, David. Aren't you? I mean, this series so far has been so exciting, and especially after that final catch there to end the game.
Yeah, that was incredible, Nomar, and you know this better than many. Mookie has to get a great jump to be able to make a catch with that type of margin for error. Isn't that just part of how great he is, the to be able to get the jump, to be able to make that type of catch?
Yeah, there's little things, little nuances in this game that I think just get often overlooked, and that it's the first step. That first step for an infielder, for an outfielder, is so critical, and it's more than just when the ball is hit. It's recognizing the guy who's at the plate. It's recognizing his swing as it's going into the zone, while also recognizing where the pitch is going, and so you can anticipate, even kind of get leaning before even that first step, and anticipate where that ball potentially where it's going to go. And then you can make a great play like that. It's the preparation, it's the anticipation, and then finally, it's the ridiculous athleticism of Mookie Betts.
And Nomar, along those same lines, the Padres fell short because in the 6th inning, which ended with an inning-ending double play, Trent Grisham got a really bad read on that ground ball by Manny Machado. I thought that was a mistake that cost the Padres tonight. Could you tell that on the monitor back at the studios?
Well, there was a couple of things on that play from the base hit. Was one, there was some shifts there. You got to recognize where the players are playing at the time when you're getting off second base. But the other thing, too, is I got to give a lot of credit, too, to Luke Raley. Luke Raley also pounced on that ball really quick. which also kept them at third. And the other thing Luke Raley did really well was hitting the cutoff man to make sure, because we also know Manny Machado, he was looking to get the extra base. We saw him, he stole two bases yesterday. So we've seen that. And to be able to keep him at first so you can get the double play on the next ball. So both of those things also came into play. Outside of just the read, or maybe he just felt like the infielder might have had a chance at that ball.
Nomar, you have great respect for this game and for guys that play the game the right way, and I've heard Clayton Kershaw say some of the same things that you always say. What did you feel about Jerickson Profar's swing in the fourth inning? Did you feel like Kershaw did, that was not a big league swing?
Well, that's all. I blame Kershaw for this. The reason I blame Kershaw for that, the way he's made batters look silly today. Yeah. His stuff was so good. That was the ultimate, like, oh my gosh, I'm trying to protect. I have no chance at this ball. I don't want to swing. Oh, it's a strike. I guess I'm swinging. I don't think there was intent. He wasn't trying to hit Austin Barnes, the bad hit there. You don't go up there going, my only chance is really to hit the catcher's mitt. I don't think he was trying to do that. Even when I was seeing some of the replays, his head wasn't looking back at the club to try to hit it. He was so fooled. He was so, you know, Kershaw was doing that to a lot of these hitters today, and he happened to hit the catcher. And I think he got excited because he found a way to get on, because there was no other way he was getting on against Kershaw today. So I blame Kershaw. Yes, it wasn't a competitive swing, but Kershaw was doing that to a lot of hitters today.
What did you think about his stuff today, Nomar? His slider was working more today than it has in a few games. It feels like, I should take that back, he's throwing his slider more than his fastball the last three games. Today he threw it 44 times, the fastball 39 times. We've talked about how he has to do it a different way. How was he doing it different tonight?
The location of his slider was also great. So he was, not only was he throwing it, but he was really keeping it down in the zone. And it had a late break to it. It's one thing to have a slider and say, okay, I'm going to throw it down. But it's then the batter's being able to recognize that pitch down, recognize the spin, and then kind of decipher, okay, when am I going to swing on it? When is it going to be a strike? And then when is it going to be a ball out of the zone? Well, his slider didn't have that. It actually had a later break. So you got a lot of swing and misses down in the zone. He had a couple where his slider, where he got away with it, where he missed over the middle of the plate and they either swung and missed or they just missed hit it. But that also comes with being able to pound the zone as well. We know Clayton Kershaw doesn't like to walk anybody, and he doesn't walk a whole lot of people. You know that as a scouting report, in your scouting report going in. So that's why you see a lot of guys who have more success against Kershaw swinging at the first pitch, because you don't want to get behind. You know he's going to pound the zone, so you try to attack him. Well, he was pounding the zone once again. You know he's going to be around there, and when you have a slider that is bottoming out and it's down in the zone, and also Hallian was calling low strikes today, you combine that and made him really effective.
Yeah, it seemed like both sides had some issues with Tom Hallian's strike zone tonight, Nomar. When both sides are complaining, what does that tell you?
It tells me at least he's consistent. It's not one-sided. I mean, when it comes to umpires, and when you see this, now we see the zone, right? The K-zone has been around for a long time, and you see that, and nobody ever tells you what the accuracy of what we see on TV is, a plus or minus an inch or whatever with those K zones. I've asked numerous times and nobody's ever given me a simple answer or the right answer. It's like, okay, so there is a margin for error when we see that on TV. But at the same time, you know, you take that away, just get rid of that. That's something you discuss. That's always been part of the game. Like, hey, guys, he's got a big zone today. Or, hey, guys, he's got a tight zone today. Just be patient. Wait for your pitch. Or he's calling him low today, or he's calling him high. That was usually part of the discussion when you were going back into the dugout about how the umpire was calling them. And you also had those kind of scouting reports on umpires. Is he more pitcher-friendly? Is he more hitter-friendly? Is he where does he like to call them? So all of those factor in, so you know that. I think what you ask for is that it's not one-sided. Like, how come you're giving it to that team and not us? I didn't see that today. I just saw that that's where he was calling it. Whether you thought it was good or not, he was consistently there.
do you think that played into Darvish nibbling with Austin Barnes and Kershaw when he walked in the run after retiring the first 14 Dodgers tonight?
Well, you know, we saw the one that Kershaw, when he ended up walking, you know, Darvish thought it was a strike. We saw that it looked like it was clearly a ball when we looked at with the K zone up there as well. I don't know if it played into it. I think Darvish was, you know, he was really effective today. I mean, you also got to tip your hat. I mean, what made this game so exciting was what he did for his team, and his team needed this as well, especially after that extra inning game. So you've got to tip your hat to Yu Darvish and how good and how effective he was. But I also think that's kind of Darvish's the way he pitches, the way he's always done throughout his career. It's about getting the corners. Very rarely is it always down the middle unless he's just losing it. But when he's on and he's effective, it is nibbling. It is getting you to chase. It is being on those corners. So I think that was just more those at-bats to those two guys was just him consistently trying to pick the corners.
All right, Nomar, I've saved the best for last. Since you played in high-intensity games between the Red Sox and Yankees, it seems like these first two games have had a lot of emotions in them, a lot of emotions from the Padres side who are trying to show that they can beat the Dodgers. So are the Dodgers in the Padres' head now after winning the first two games? A lot of people believe if the Dodgers win some of these early regular season matchups, it may put a lot of doubt in their minds.
I think it can. I think it was big for the Dodgers to go in there already winning the series. It'd be nice to go in there for a series sweep tomorrow. But you have to continue. You can't just say, okay, this is one series in April and say, okay, we're in their head. You know, it's a short turnaround because the Padres are coming back to Dodger Stadium here within the week. So you got to go out there and win that series as well. It's the continuation of going out there and beating them. It's not just two games when you're playing them over 19 times over the course of a season. And then when you're getting later in the season, when you're starting to see how records and where people are standing within division, where the games can get, I guess, more elevated and of more importance. But make no mistakes. Listen, the Padres are a good team. They really are. They've gotten better. We were talking about it because arguably they may be the best two teams in the National League, but that's a good thing. It's good for baseball. It's good to see that they are good. It's good for the Dodgers too, as well, to not be complacent, to go out there, step up your game and continue to try to improve. So I love it. It's been exciting. I said at the end of the show today, I said, I was excited to go to bed last night because I was just tired. I couldn't wait to go to bed after that game. But I'm excited to go to bed tonight because of anticipation of the game tomorrow between these two teams with Trevor Bauer and Snell on the mound.
Yeah, it should be really fun, Nomar. You know what it feels like to play in these type of games. So I'm wondering whether or not before you go to bed or when you wake up, if you're itching to put on those batting gloves again and go through your routine to play in a game like this. Maybe when you show up to the studios, you'll be in full uniform.
It's not going to happen, Dave. You know why? Because after that game last night, I am dead tired. I can't recover. Are you kidding me? It was funny. I told you I'm excited to go to bed, but only because I think my body's also telling me you need to go to bed because you're tired, old man. And the other thing is I also know that I don't have to play. So that's going to allow me to sleep too, so I'm not nervous and have all that anxiety either. So I'm in a good place.
All right, Nomar, sounds good. Well, it says a lot that you were able to go back-to-back, a early game after a late game last night. So don't be so down on yourself.
Well, it took a few cups of coffee. I didn't drink coffee when I played, but apparently now I need it.
All right, Nomar, always great to hear your voice. Thanks a lot for calling in, and it's been a great series so far. We'll check in with you down the road.
You got it. It's been exciting, fun to watch, and I'll tell you what, I loved listening to those callers, and they were talking about how it felt like Dodger South down there. It doesn't surprise me because these great Dodger fans, and the great thing is that the fans are back in the stadiums, and hopefully we continue to get more and more throughout the season as things open up.
Yeah, hopefully so. We're looking good, so we'll do that, Nomar, and we'll watch for you on Sportsnet LA.
Sounds good, David. Always fun to talk to you. Be well.
All right, there's my guy, Nomar Garciaparra. Everybody loves Nomar. When we continue here on Dodger Talk live from Petco Park in San Diego, we'll take your phone calls and also hear from tomorrow's starter, Trevor Bauer, who will be going up against Blake Snell. 866-987-2570 is the phone number. David Vasse with you until 10:30 from San Diego on AM 570 LA Sports.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
AM 570 LA Sports.
Be anywhere, at any time, and you can hear past episodes of Dodger Talk.
All of those things.
Search AM 570 on the iHeartRadio app.
We're streaming online.
We stream every game, too.
Come find me.
Back to Dodger Talk on AM 570 LA Sports.
That is Gonzalez to Pham between now and then. Swing and a fly ball into center field. Diving catch made by Betts. And the Dodgers win it! A spectacular play by Mookie Betts! If he doesn't get it, it's a tie game. Instead, Betts saves the day, and the Dodgers shut out the Padres 2-0.
Marcus Lynn Betts saves the day for the Dodgers as they shut out the San Diego Padres tonight by a final score of 2-0. David Vasse live at Petco Park in San Diego. We are taking your phone calls at 866-987-2570. That is one of the best catches I have ever seen by any player, and Mookie Betts is an incredible player. Just think back what the Dodgers defense has done to frustrate the Padres over the course of the last two seasons. During the regular season last year, remember when Chris Taylor threw out, I believe, Trent Grisham at the plate to end a game here at Petco Park last year? And then you had Cody Bellinger robbing Fernando Tatis Jr. in the NLDS last year. That would have been a go-ahead home run late in that game against Brustar Graterol. And then tonight, Mookie Betts robs Tommy Pham of what would have been a game-tying base hit. So the Dodger defense has won a lot of games against these Padres over the course of the last 60-plus games. 866-987-2570. Let's go out to Valencia. Matt, you're on Dodger Talk live from Petco Park. Hi, Matt.
Hey, Dave. You know, you're right. I really am starting to feel bad for the Padres. Nah, I'm just kidding. I'm feeling a lot like Nomar, Dave. I'm just so excited. Both of these games have been absolutely fantastic. As a baseball fan, I have thoroughly enjoyed these last two games. As a Dodger fan, love the big wins. Not ready to call it a rivalry. It's just great baseball right now as the Dodgers continue to get off to an amazing start. You know, hats off to Mookie for continuing to come through in every way that we need him. JT for the stud that he is. Kudos to Kirsch for a great start. And, yeah, kudos to you, Darvish, for a fantastic performance tonight. And like Nomar said, you know, the fans are back, baseball is back, the Dodgers are back, and I love it, Dave.
Yeah, it's been great, Matt, and love the enthusiasm from you as well. Easy to get excited when you've had these two great games and the Dodgers come out on top on both of them. Last night, the Dodgers were able to beat the Padres in 12 innings thanks to David Price going two scoreless innings to close that game and get the win. Let's go out to Sacramento. Frank, you're on Dodger Talk with David Vasse. Hi, Frank.
LA's greatest son, Mr. Vasse. I am doing phenomenal. I mean, what more can I say? The Claw with 8 Ks tonight. He's my player of the game. I mean, I can't take Mookie's catch away from him and Justin Turner's solo home run. But, I mean, the Claw with his 8 Ks tonight and his RBI walk. What a great game. And, Mr. Vasse, I've got a question for you. So, we got the Padres coming to Dodger Stadium next Thursday night during the pregame. I was wondering, can you get a hold of Mr. Machado for us and ask him, hey, where's our money at, pal? You bet your contract, you pay cash, pal. So where's our money at, dude?
All right, Frank. Yeah, that's right. That was caught on video a couple of years ago, Manny's first year with the Padres, when he was talking some trash to fans that were sitting right behind the on-deck circle, and he bet a paycheck that the Padres would win a World Series before the Dodgers. That obviously did not come to fruition, as the Dodgers are the World Series champions, and the Padres still being frustrated by the Dodgers after being swept in that NLDS, and the amazing catch by Mookie Betts tonight, not to mention the Dodgers beating the Padres in a seesaw game last night in 12 innings. And Andre Ethier said this before the season, and he believed that if the Dodgers won these early regular season games and series against the Padres, that there was a good chance the Dodgers were going to have a big mental edge on San Diego down the line if they do meet in the playoffs. And so far, the Dodgers definitely have frustrated the Padres, and they've already won this series. Now, like Frank said, the Padres are coming to Dodger Stadium next Thursday for a four-game series, but the Padres have got to be wondering, how do we beat this team? And tomorrow, it's not going to be any easier, because Trevor Bauer is on the mound, the reigning National League Cy Young Award winner for the Dodgers. I had a chance to catch up with him yesterday, and let's face it, Trevor Bauer is that type of player that if he's on your team, you love him. But if he's on the other team, you cannot stand him. And I asked him whether or not he's embraced being the bad guy of baseball. Basically, in every story, you have a good guy, you have a bad guy. You have a hero, you have an antagonist. And he's the antagonist, and he is the heel of Major League Baseball. So I asked him whether or not he realizes that and whether or not he's embraced it.
Yeah, Reds fans and Indians fans seem to like me all right, but outside of that, yeah, there's some bad blood there, I guess. Mainly probably because fans just don't understand exactly what the purpose of all of it is, and I'm just trying to bring entertainment, and then I'm joking around and not serious like 99% of the time. So when people meet me and they're like, "What's this guy about? Like, he seems this way or that way," and then they realize very quickly that I just like to have a good time and I'm joking around, they're like, "Oh, okay, this makes sense." But yeah, I definitely embrace the heel role. Someone's got to do it. You know, the story sells and conflict sells. You can't watch the Kardashians or the Paul brothers on YouTube or anything like that and come to a different conclusion. Personality and conflict and story sells. So having more of that in baseball, if you look at what goes on in the NBA, if you look at what goes on in wrestling, if you look at what goes on in MMA, you have these conflicts between people. Real or fake, it doesn't really matter, but people buy into it, and baseball needs more of that, in my opinion.
100%, and that's the type of answer that more baseball players need to give, instead of just saying, we take it one game at a time, it's just another series for us. That's fine if you believe it, but if you want to move this game and generate interest, especially when it's this type of series, you got to accept it and embrace it. And Trevor Bauer, whether or not you love him or hate him, he's good for baseball and he generates interest. And he'll be on the mound tomorrow against Blake Snell. Our coverage begins at noon with Morongo Casino Dodgers on deck. First pitch at 1:10. Thanks to Colin Yee for all his help back at our Burbank studios. Thanks to Dwayne McDonald at Dodger Stadium. And thanks to you for listening. If you missed any of the show, you could podcast it on the iHeartRadio app. Thanks to Nomar Garcia-Para, who checked in from the Sportsnet LA studios. So a lot to unpack tonight, and you can recap it on the iHeartRadio app or AM570LASports.com. And if you want to hear the full conversation with Trevor Bauer, you could find it there as well. Once again, the final score from Petco Park in San Diego. The Dodgers win their eighth in a row, shutting out the Padres 2-0. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning. Have a great night. See ya.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do
and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.